How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. And my guest for this installment of Grade A Nation is Jeremy Gable. He is the owner and operator of Jeremy Gable's Travel Express. Jeremy, how are you?
Hi, it's great to be here. Jeremy Gable's Travel Express. That's right.
And we're here to talk about a travel package that you have that is for the holidays, but is an interesting one considering recent news reports, because you are offering a package to Hawaii, but there seems to be a lot of concerns about Hawaii, and why is that?
Well, there seems to be a lot of fear-mongering going on because there's allegedly a STD outbreak in Hawaii.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's not alleged, it's fact. Because the Honolulu Star Advertiser does report figures from Hawaii's Department of Health that there's been a lot more cases. 7,732 cases of chlamydia, up from 5,972 cases in 2008.
I don't even know who chlamydia is.
It's a sexually transmitted disease. Gonorrhea more than doubled over the last 10 years. It went from 600.
Can you even speak and you host a podcast?
Well, I mean, these are shocking numbers. It went from 611 to 1,496 cases in a span of 10 years. Pretty wild.
Gonorrhea? Really? I mean, that's like a, you know, old people's disease.
Syphilis infections increased to 180 cases. There were only 38 cases of syphilis in 2008. So these are pretty shocking numbers. But you are offering a total satisfaction ecstasy in paradise package.
That's right. That's right, Chris. And 5 days and four nights in the height of ecstasy, the Days Inn in Maui.
The Days Inn in Maui, so it's not really like a luxurious set of accommodations.
Well, the luxury is in the great sex that you're gonna have.
Oh, okay. So, you are spending 5 days and four nights, as I understand it, the week of Thanksgiving. Why would people be traveling for a sex vacation of sorts the week of Thanksgiving?
You're gonna be giving thanks, all right, when you have multiple orgasms. And who needs stuffing when you'll be stuffing some hot single mom that lost all her self-esteem after her boyfriend left her? It's gonna be four nights of passion.
Now, the thing is that with this surge in STDs, how are you going to be making sure that you're not contributing to the outbreak?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to the King Dollar and get one of their home STD tests. So for each person that puts down a deposit, we're going to send them the King Dollar home STD test, and if you get a clean bill of health, you are gonna come to Hawaii in more ways than one.
So you're gonna give them an STD test from the King Dollar, but they're gonna self-report the results?
That's right. We have no reason to believe that they're gonna lie about their STD test results.
But if they do, I mean, you run the chance of contributing to this STD issue.
Well, goodness gracious, Papa, if you want us to look at the STD results, we could check it out. I mean, we can ask them to send a picture of their urine and we could figure it out.
You can determine whether or not someone has an STD by looking at a picture of their urine?
You got it. We have the technology. We have science on our side.
Okay, so one of the icebreaker activities that you have listed here is hula pie or poontang pie. And it's a game where people have to see whether or not they are tasting macadamia nut ice cream on top of a chocolate cookie crust with chocolate fudge on top. Or if they're tasting poontang pie. Now, this has to be something that isn't like a joke, right? A joke promotion.
What's so funny about it? There's no joke about that. If you have your eyes closed, you're blindfolded, you have your arms tied behind your back, and you're given a teaspoon of flavor, you don't know whether or not that's sweet, sweet ice cream or sweet, sweet vagina pie.
All right, well, don't be so, tactless in your description of things.
Well, all I'm saying is that it's a fun game. Hula pie or poontang pie. You should play, Papa. It's not a joke. It's hard to tell what's what. Sometimes it's sweet macadamia nut ice cream, and sometimes it's sweet, sweet lady juice.
Fair enough. Now, you also say that you can have your... For an extra $2,000, people can have their choice of... What is this? I don't even want to read what you have listed here.
Well, Papa, you can have your choice of Tulsi Gabbard or Barack Obama apply a condom on you with their mouth.
So you're telling all of us here on Grade A Nation that for an extra $2,000, you're going to be able to get Tulsi Gabbard or Barack Obama to apply a condom on someone's mouth. Apply a condom on someone's, let's just say, ding-dong with their mouth.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, for $2,000, you can get pretty much anyone to do anything. For $2,000, I can get you to murder your family.
No, you're not going to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me go to the bank and give me 15 minutes and we'll see.
I don't think either Tulsi Gabbard or former President Obama is going to be willing to participate in this.
Well, you'll see. You'll see, Papa.
And it says here that you can have your choice of partner any night over the five... I'm sorry.
Do you know how to read? You can't talk. You can't read.
Well, it's just very shocking stuff that you have here, okay? Don't get on my case. Now, it says here in your promotional copy that people can have their choice of sexual partner any night over the four nights, or you can sleep with someone different every night. So there's an option, is that it's almost like a getaway relationship where for all four nights you're intimate with the exact same person, or you get to sleep with someone different each night.
That's right, Papa. It's gonna be a nice thing. It's like going to the Golden Corral buffet where you get to choose. Because sometimes when you go to the Golden Corral, sometimes you just have macaroni and cheese put it on a mountain of macaroni and cheese on every single plate. You know, you go up four times and you get four plates of macaroni and cheese. And then sometimes you're going to get mac and cheese, green beans, mashed potatoes, maybe a little bit of sliced ham. And you're going to mix it up. And that's what we're offering here. Is that sometimes you're going to want to have sex with the same person every night for four nights. And then totally forget who they are afterward. Or you're going to want to have some random strange every single night for four nights. Sounds good, right? It's Jeremy Gable's Travel Express.
So, now, how is it that you're ensuring that there is no spread of STDs? I know you are doing this King Dollar STD test through the honor system, but I mean, just to ensure that there is safety. I mean, you don't want to have an outbreak at the Days Inn in Maui. It'll bring negative attention to the hotel. And it also bring negative attention to Jeremy Gable's Travel Express. So what are you going to be offering?
Well, I mean, we can probably get a few strips of saran wrap. Or maybe even a few rolls of Charmin toilet paper, and if necessary, people can wrap their stuff on the toilet paper. And also, as I said, I mean, for $2,000, you can have Tulsi Gabbard or Barack Obama put a condom on you with their mouth. So we're doing enough.
All right, I find that questionable. And something else that I find questionable is that it says here in your rules that someone who refuses to have sex will be barred from the continental breakfast at the hotel.
That's right. If you don't put out, you don't get to eat.
Well, I mean, isn't that somewhat like sex slavery?
It's not sex slavery. This is a total satisfaction, holiday, ecstasy, and paradise package. And if you're not helping to bring about holiday ecstasy, then you should not be able to have a bear claw. You shouldn't be allowed to have a blueberry muffin or orange juice. It's just not right.
Okay, so not only are you banning them from breakfast, but you'll have a sign put up on their door that says that they're an ungrateful sleaze. Now, why would you try and shame people for not wanting to engage in sex? Because that's almost like a scarlet letter when you think about it.
Look, I run a business, and as a part of this package, I have to get some action going. And if people aren't willing to put out, there's going to be consequences. I mean, I've thought about maybe, giving some people who are giving me a hard time about not willing to be partners with anyone. I mean, maybe some NyQuil.
No, don't talk like that. You can't be drugging people and, you know, making them knock out.
Well, I'm just saying, Papa. This is supposed to be a sexual ecstasy.
Okay, well, people can have sexual ecstasy maybe on their own without the need for Jeremy Gable's Travel Express. It's just that you're trying to bring strangers together, having these random sexual encounters over four nights. It seems somewhat sketchy.
Don't you criticize my business, Papa? I'll give you a stiff one right in the kisser.
I hope you're talking about your fist and not something else.
Oh, yeah, you do swing that way, don't you, Papa?
All right, Granny Nation. It sounds like Jeremy Gable has another terrible travel package to offer people.
Hey, wait a minute.
And you should probably not be going on a total satisfaction holiday ecstasy in paradise trip. We'll catch you next time. Hope to hear from you soon. Please subscribe and spread the word of Grady Nation.